Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalad Dine Geisis Shmiras Ameis Halachas of a dying person and guarding a dead body. Halacha Aleph. Hageisis, a geisis, one whose death is imminent. Perish Hamaila Lecha Begroinim Emnei Tzaras Achaze. The word geisis refers to one who brings up phlegm in his throat due to the tightness of the chest. Mezei Yikra Samach Lemisa, and this will occur shortly before death. Veloshin geisis hu meloshin Megis Bekadera. And the word geisis comes from the root of the word. Megis is one who stirs. In the expression Megis Bekadera, he stirs the pot. The term is used for geisis, for the phlegm turns over in his throat just as one stirs the pot. Tosis Yantiv Parakamadarach. And Harehu Kachai Lecholdvarav is considered living to regarding all halachas that pertain to him. Vilchain also ligaboy. Therefore, it's also to touch him. Shekol Hanageboy Hareza Shefechdam. Because whoever touches him is considered to be spilling his blood, since this may quicken his death. Lama Davar Daima. What's this condition compared to? Lener Mitaftev. To a flickering candle. Shekemer Shenagaboy Adam Ya Nechba. As soon as a person touches it, it immediately goes out. Even if he has a geisis for a long time, and there's a great deal of distress for him and his relatives. Nevertheless, it's usher to take any action that will cause him to die more quickly. For example, to slide out the pillow or the quilt from underneath him. Because they say that the feathers of some birds can cause a delay of death. Action is usher because by moving the pillows, the geisis will be moved as well. I lost the maftachas beisaknes tachs roshar, to put the keys to the shul beneath his head. This is believed to ease the neshama departing from the body. Kol zeis also, all this is usher. Avim yesham davar shagarim ikov yitzias a nefesh, or if something is there that is preventing the nefesh from departing, again, kol doifek yitzibay, such as a beating sound or similar, mutal asir, it's mutter to remove it. The aim is a maisa, because there's no positive action involved in doing this. Al shemesar samay neav inageabay, rather, he's simply removing which is preventing the geisus' death, and is not touching the geisus. Halacha beis, afabish also liga, but geisus, even though it's also to touch the geisus, mikamakim enough. Nevertheless, if a fire broke out, so we did not leave him in the house to burn, but we remove him. And his removal takes precedence over any Sifrei Kodesh. Halacha Gimel. Ha'imdim Yitzel HaGaisis. Those who are standing near the Gaisis, Yashgichu Shelo Yitzisham Ever Chutz Lamita, should see that he does not extend any limb outside the bed. K'mosh Nemar Yaakov, like it says in Yaakov in Bereishis, Yasef Raglav Elamita. When Yaakov finished instructing his sons, he drew his feet onto the bed, and he died and was gathered to his people. Therefore, they placed chairs next to the bed, so that he'll not be able to extend an arm or leg. If he did not do so and he extended his limb outside of the bed, also legal by lachzir, it's also to touch him in order to return his limb to the bed.